onto something. Definitely by the sound of things. If it does come to an inquiry, we might be able to bluff it out by acting simple.
Petra's the weak spot. She's too young to understand.
If they start on her and trick her and trap her, we're all for it.
Yes, Petra's the key point. They must not get hold of her. It's your job to see they don't, David. If you have to kill someone to prevent it.
They wouldn't think twice about killing us.
And if the worst comes to the worst, and David can't save her...
It would be kinder to...
To kill Petra.
David!
I wouldn't let her go to sterilization in the fringes.
We'll be thinking with you, David.
Right, we're decided then. And we must be ready to run for it at a moment's notice if necessary. All five of us.
David! David!
What?
It's Rosalind. She's been trying to get you.
Rosalind?
David, are you awake?
Rosalind?
Oh, thank God. We must get away at once. As soon as we can. They've taken Catherine.
Hurry up, both of you, while there's time. They'll be trying to get to you too before you can be warned.
Petra, get dressed as fast as you can.
All right.
Overalls.
That's right.
And be very quiet.
Meet you below the mill, David. And hurry.
Right. Petra, good girl. Don't put your shoes on. No. Carry them. Now come tiptoe like a cat.
Where are we going?
Stables, to get Sheba. Hang on.
Oh.
Cling tight round my waist.
Thank God you're away. We've all been trying to reach you for ages.
There was a whole group of mounted men approaching our house as we left. Catherine?
Where are you?
I'm being taken to the inspector's and acting sort of innocent and bewildered.
Try and keep it up.
I'm going to shut my mind to you. It'll be easier to act as a norm if I really don't know what's happening. So don't try and reach me, any of you.
Very well.
We'll be open for you, though. David, you're getting near to me. Over a bit to the right.
Rosalind! You've brought the great horses!
We can ride in the panniers on Garth and put the provisions in the panniers on Goliath. Hurry, David!
An ordinary horse may have had the speed of the great horses, but nothing like the staying power. They could keep it up for hours, that ponderous, earth-shaking gallop.
David.
Yes?
Where are you?
Into wild country, deep in the woods. We're resting up in the daytime and moving on at night.
Where are you heading?
Southwest.
They're sending a posse after you. I volunteered for one, and I'll plan to report if you've been seen making southeast. If anyone sees you, stop him. At all costs.
Petra's asleep.
The pannier rocks her off.
It's pretty desolate here, isn't it? Just as well. Look at that full moon. Nearly as bright as day.
It's rather peaceful.
What was that?
David! Rosalind!
We're here, darling.
My God! What is it?
It's Catherine!
They're torturing her!
I'm frightened, Rosalind!
Block it out, darling! Try not to hear it! Try not to share!
David! Rosalind!
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Just. You're a bit faint.
So are you. It's the distance as you travel further off. Listen, they've posted a proclamation describing the three of you and proclaiming you deviants. That means you're non-human.
And not entitled to the rights or protections of human society.
Yes, you're outlaws.
Rosalind. Catherine's confessed. They forced it out of her. They've done terrible things to her.
There are three groups after you now. Mine's the furthest away.
Will we be shot on sight?
They'll try to take you alive. There's a big reward out for your capture.
We can't stay in wild country then. We'll have to press on into the fringes.
I don't want to be eaten by Hairy Jack.
It isn't like that.
But there aren't any bogeymen.
Probably most of the people who live there are just sad and unhappy.
What people look like doesn't really matter. Are you listening, Petra?
Who is the other one? What other one?
What do you mean?
There's somebody else making think pictures.
I get nothing.
Nor do I.
Nor me.
Hush! From a long, long way away. She's in a place that's in two parts, with a lot of water. I don't understand the name. I think it's Sealand. No, it's not S. It's Z. Like the noise a bee makes. She says so.
Sealand?
Yes. And it has sea all round. And from where she is, you can see the sun shining on it for miles and miles. And it's all bright blue.
It's nearly dark.
The sun's practically set. She's crazy.
It isn't evening where she is. She showed me. It's early morning. It's a place with lots and lots of houses. Bigger than whacknut houses. And there are funny carts without horses running along the road. And things in the air.
Yes, shiny, fishy things. With something whizzing around on top of them.
That's right.
How did you know that, David? It's my dream. My dream city. You are you?
And she says it's particularly surprising to find such power among primitive people.
She can't mean us.
I think she does.
They're closing in on you. They're closing in. Where are you?
David, thick forest ahead on the skyline.
Is that forest? It's very dark.
Fringes ahead. If we can cross this heathland without being seen... Don't worry about being spotted. Get there.
David!
Right. This is it. On Garth. On Goliath. Oh, made it.
David!
Further into the fringes in small groups. We're moving off in strength in about 4 hours. Oh. Rosalind?
David!
Oh, you've come round. Good.
Oh, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Quiet! Quiet!
Oh, I like that.
Shh! Listen! David? I can hear something.
So can I.
Play for time. Play for time. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. David?
Yes.
Agree to whatever they say and play for time. We are coming.
Who are you? Where is Sealand?
The other side of the world. We are the new people. Your kind of people. Different from the old people.
Don't tell me. You're the true image.
I don't know about that. Who does? But we do know that we can make a better world than the old people did. They lived shut off from one another by different languages and different beliefs. Sometimes they could share emotions, but never minds. When they were primitives, they managed, as the animals do. But the more complex they made their world, the less they could deal with it.
That's not what we've been told about the old people.
They did marvellous things. They were clever.
Mere sublime animals. Nothing more. If they had not brought tribulation down on themselves, they would have bred like animals. And starvation and barbarism would have ended them.
You're very sure of yourselves, aren't you?
No. But we are sure about them. They were an inadequate species. Look after the little girl. Protect her at all costs. She is unique and very important.
That's me! Beware, odious smug child. We haven't met Hairy Jack yet.
I think we might just be going to.
Down you get, boy.
Michael, we've arrived. What's happening? A lot of bowmen here. They're more interested in the horses than us. One's got seven fingers. There's one without any hair. Anywhere, as far as I can see.
There's one with very big hands and feet.
They're taking us down through the woods. It's a sort of beaten path. We've come to a clearing. Reddish cliffs on the right. Not more than 40 feet high.
Little openings, like caves, with ladders. I think some of them live there.
Huts down here. Pretty crude. And tents. One or two cooking fires.
And refuse heaps.
We're coming to a bigger tent. It looks like an old rick cover, fastened over poles. Pinched it in a raid, I suppose. There's a man sitting in the doorway. He's... Oh, my God!
Remember me?
Yes. It's the Spider-Man.
Not much like Wacknook, is it?
Not much.
Know who I am?
I think so. I found out.
Oh.
My father had an elder brother. He was thought to be normal until he was about four. Then his certificate was revoked and he was sent away.
Nearly right, but not quite. His mother loved him. So, when they came to take him away to sterilization... He was already missing. Do you know what the length of a man's arm should be?
No.
Nor do I. But somebody in Rigo does. Some expert on the true image. So, no Wacknook. And you're the eldest son.
The only son.
And you've lost Wacknook too. We heard about you. They're following your trail. Your father will be with them. Naturally. He's such a valiant champion of the true image. I've always hoped that we'd meet again one day. On equal terms. And the girl. Now. Yes, the girl.
Oh,
you got it! Does you credit, boy. But not much more. The women round here have a look at them as you go out. Maybe then you'll understand a bit more. Besides, this one can have children. Chuck him out. And if he doesn't stay out, shoot him.
No! No! Oh! What? Where am I?
Lie still till I've bathed your head. Just a cut. Not deep. There. You don't know me, do you, David?
Sophie.
Dear David.
You haven't really changed.
No.
A bit older. But so am I. Oh, Sophie. Where is this place?
My cave. I found you in the wood. I brought you here when it was dark.
How long ago?
Lie still. Oh. Don't move your head. I saw them bringing you in. You and the little girl. And the other girl. Who is she, David?
Rosalind! 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 Petra!
Thank goodness for that. We've been worried stiff about you.
Rosalind, is she...
They're all right, both of them. Asleep in the Spider-Man's tent, guarded.
Who is she, David?
My cousin, Rosalind Morton.
Who's the Fringes girl with you?
Her name's Sophie. We were friends when we were children.
You're in love with her, aren't you? This Rosalind.
We love one another. We see with a single eye. We love with a single heart. We enjoy with a single joy. We share minds. We mingle and are never alone.
He wants her too, doesn't he? If she were to give him children, then he wouldn't want me anymore.
Oh, Sophie, you don't love that Spider-Man.
Don't call him that, please. We can't any of us help being what we are. His name's Gordon. He's kind to me. He's fond of me. We've got to have as little as I have to know what that means.
Oh, Sophie, dear Sophie.
He's gone away where the fighting is. She's safe just now, your cousin.
Yes, yes, she's asleep. They're both asleep, Petra too.
How do you know?
We share minds. It's like talking, only better.
Must be wonderful, sharing together. Like more eyes inside you.
It can hurt a lot sometimes.
To be any kind of deviant is to be hurt, always.
Sophie?
You're hungry. I'll get you some food.
David, where are you? What's been happening?
We've camped for the night. We've covered a lot of ground today, in spite of the sniping.
Are you coming further?
Yes, as soon as it's light. Rachel can only just reach me. She's right at the end of her limit. Another 2 or 3 miles and we'll be out of touch.
Well, Petra doesn't seem to have any sort of limit. She'll be able to keep in touch with Rachel as soon as she wakes up. Oh, sorry, I spilt the soup.
It's all right. Are you talking to them?
David, we thought you were dead.
We thought they'd killed you. David.
Rosalind.
David.
Oh, Rosalind.
This is hardly decent for third parties. Could you two disentangle yourselves, do you think, while we make some sort of plan?
It depends how far the Sealanders have got.
Do you think you can still reach us?
Yes.
When?
About 16 hours.
Then the great thing is to keep you three alive for that long.
Wait a minute. Sophie?
You were talking to that girl.
Yes. Sophie, do you think there's any way they can be got out of the out of Gordon's tent before he comes back?
Yes. No, you stay here, David.
But
anyone saw you, they'd raise the alarm.
The wait seemed interminable, but it was probably only a question of half an hour or so before they were back.
Rosalind? Oh, Rosalind! And Petra!
Hey, David! Stuck a knife into him! The man who was guarding us, it didn't make a sound!
Sophie, oughtn't we try to get as far away as we can before it's light?
No, they'd find you in the woods. But they'll never think of looking for you here.
You mean we can stay here?
I must clean my knife.
Why are you doing all this for us? Why?
Leave me alone, damn you! God damn your pretty face!
Oh, David.
Are you going to sleep all day?
What's the time?
About 8. It's been light for 3 hours. We routed the Fringes lot with only 2 or 3 wounded. They tried to ambush us.
Are you still advancing?
Yes, no opposition at all.
It looks as though we're going to be taken by the Norms. We can't leave this cave in daylight without being seen by the Fringes people.
What about the Sealanders? They'll make it in time. They've got to.
We will. We should be arriving in about 8.5 hours from now. The country that we are passing over, we have seen badlands before, but not as terrible as this. If we had not known that you were on the other side of it, we would have turned back.
Help!
We will not turn back. We will reach you.
That's nice to know. Petra?
Yes?
We've got too far away for any of us to reach Rachel, except you. See how she is.
She's very miserable, and she wants to know if Michael's all right.
Oh, tell her he's quite all right. Tell her we love her, and we're terribly sorry she's all alone. But she must be brave and careful.
She understands. She says she'll try. I think Rachel's afraid. She's crying inside. She wants Michael.
Did she tell you that?
No. It was a sort of behind think, but I saw it.
We'd better not say anything about it. A person's behind things aren't really meant for anyone else. So we must pretend we haven't noticed.
I brought you some food.
Oh. No trouble.
Trouble?
That albino guard.
Not about that. They found him. They think you did it. But they've got other things to worry about. The men who went to the fighting are coming back in 2s and 3s. What happened? Do you know?
There was an ambush. It failed. And the Norms are advancing.
How far have they got?
Michael, how far?
Just clear of the forest and into rough country.
They've just got to rough country.
3 hours to the riverbank. Perhaps a bit less. Well, there are a lot more men back now. Some of them are drifting away. Some of them are collecting round Gordon's tent.
I'll see what I can find out. You, dish the food out.
Oh, right.
An hour went by and we heard nothing.
I can't stand this waiting.
They should be over the river by now.
There are hardly any fringes people left in the camp.
And they're mainly women.
We're across the river, downstream from you. No opposition.
It's all the fringes people. They're pouring back out
Michael,
of the woods.
What's happening? Was that your lot shooting?
No, the other party. We're coming in from the opposite side to take them in the rear.
You're still safe. Steady, child. Steady. They're coming.
Arrows from Michael's lot. They're between two fires.
Poor devils.
With complete panic.
They're Sophie. She's with the Spider-Man. Why doesn't he run away? Why doesn't he run away? Sophie's trying to make him. Oh, run! Run, Sophie! Why don't they run?
There's your father, leading the horsemen.
Oh, he's down. What's happened to father?
Spider-Man shot him.
Oh. Don't look. Don't look, darling.
They got them. Both of them.
What's that? What's that queer noise?
Don't be frightened. We're coming. Stay just where you are.
What is it? What are they looking up at?
There it is.
Oh, like a bank of mist with flashings inside it.
It's a silver fish thing. It's a silver fish.
Oh, glistening.
Yes.
And funny glistening threads coming down from it.
Like cobwebs. It's much lower now.
There's Michael. There he is. Michael. Michael, this way. Over here.
Wave. Wave to him, Petra.
I see you. He's coming.
No, he's not. He's stopped.
Oh, yes. It's like a cobweb, but sticky. I can't get my hand. It's stuck. I can't move it.
Don't struggle. You'll exhaust yourself. Lie down on the ground so that it can't get round you. Keep calm. Don't move.
All the men! They're falling down. All over the place.
The horses, too.
It's the strands.
Wrapping all round them.
Get back. Get back from the entrance. One's drifted in across my arm.
Oh, David.
Get back.
Lie down, David.
Lie down, Rosalind. Petra, lie down. I'm across my face now.
Stifling, mummifying, unbearable, like being buried alive. But resurrection came at last.
You are free.
Michael, you're all right.
Yes. And the other two?
David.
That was very horrid.
Petra.
Ah. It was worthwhile. Yes, certainly it was worthwhile.
Nobody's moving down there.
It's just as though giant spiders have been spinning over everything.
And it's so silent. They're not all dead.
Yes. The threads contract as they dry. It is more merciful than your arrows and spears. It is not pleasant to kill any creature, but to pretend that one can live without doing so is self-deception. There has to be meat in the dish. There have to be vegetables forbidden to flower, seeds forbidden to germinate. The essential quality of life is living. The essential quality of living is change. Change is evolution, and we are part of it.
I know, but
still... Sometime there will come a day when we ourselves shall have to give place to a new thing. We shall struggle against the inevitable, just as these remnants of the old people do. Treachery to one's own species must always be a crime. You are our species. The machine is waiting. We will start now.
For Wacknock?
I'm sorry. We have not enough fuel. The journey was much longer than we expected and much worse.
Petra? Do you think you could reach Rachel for me?
Yes, of course. Yes, she's there. She wants to know what's happening.
Right. Now, I want you to tell her this, very carefully. She's to go on being brave, and in a little time, 3 or 4 days perhaps, I shall come and fetch her away. Tell her that.
Oh, dear. She's gone all muddled up and crying again. She does seem to cry an awful lot, that girl. Only her behind thinks aren't miserable this time. It's a sort of happy crying. Isn't that silly,
Michael?
She's quite alone. Would you leave David alone there? Or would David leave you? Since the machine can't take her, someone's got to bring her.
It's a very long way off, with thousands of miles of badlands in between.
I know that, but there must be another way to get there.
It would be hard and dangerous.
No more dangerous than to stay in Whacknook. Besides, how could we stay, knowing that there is a place for people like us, where we belong?
When you do reach us, Michael, you can be very sure of your place with us.
We're still waiting for them. We haven't given up hope. Not yet. Hope, something we must keep, for Michael's sake. I can still see his face turned towards us as our ship soared.
We're up!
So fast! Oh, David. It's awfully wonderful. I can see for simply miles and miles. Oh, Michael, you do look funny and tiny down there.
Coming after you.
Don't give up, Michael. Don't give up, Rachel. Our minds are open for you, always. And your coming will be coming home, as ours was.
Very soon. Now, we are nearly there.
There's the bay with the blue water.
And the boats!
And the carts without horses.
And the white houses you told me about.
We're going down.
My dream. It's my dream, Rosalind.
Oh, it's beautiful. And there's something else, too. Something you didn't tell me about.
What?
Listen. Oh, listen, David. Open your mind a bit more.
What is it?
Can't you guess? It's people, David. Lots and lots of them. Our kind of people.
Wake up, David. It's time to wake up. Wake up. The night's ended.
It's a perfect day.
And there's so much to do. It's morning, darling.
Morning.
In The Chrysalids by John Wyndham, you heard Stephen Garlick as David, Amanda Murray as Rosalind, Judy Bennett as Petra, and Spencer Banks as Michael. Catherine was Philippa Ritchie, Rachel, Jenny Lee, Anne, Catherine Hurlbut, Mother, Sonia Fraser, Father, Peter Baldwin, Mary, Elizabeth Ryder, and Uncle Axel, Michael Spice. David as a child was Susan Sheridan, Sophie as a child, Alyssa Derwent, Mrs. Wender and the Sealander, Jennifer Piercy, Mr. Wender and the Spider-Man, Robin Brown. The Inspector, John Rye. Jacob, William Edel. Skinner, Martin Reed. And Sophie as a Woman, Jane Knowles. The Chrysalids was dramatized for radio by Barbara Clegg and directed by Michael Bartlett.